Welcome back. I'd like to open this up to any questions or reflections specific to this practice that we just did. You could raise your hand if you're online or if you're in the room with Stephanie and Suzanne. Perhaps, I don't know if you have a mic runner or how you would like to do that. How about this? Can we just share a few, if you're willing, a few of the one word that best describes how you are now? You could write it in the chat, or maybe Suzanne could write it in the chat. Integrative, thanks Jamil. Open, clear, peaceful and quiet, open, content. Restorative. Nourished. So I would like to open it up to any reflections about the practice or any questions you might have about this practice that we just did. Ah, rest mode, nice. Oh, reset mode. How'd it go?
Rita, yeah. Go ahead and come on forward.
Me? Okay.
Yes, you, Rita.
Okay, just wanting to make sure. Thank you. I love the Nodi Shadana, the way you, I mean, I thought that was so curious, the way I really enjoyed that experience, I want to say that. I had a hard time being present.
Mm-hmm.
And then I noticed that, well, you had to pay attention. That came in. And then towards the end, I mean, you were weaving in inner, what is it?
Inner resource.
Resource, thank you. And whenever I hear that word, it brings up, it doesn't feel good.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't connect with it. I don't
feel connected.
So I thought, or I was like just noticing how really I was having a lot of tears coming up throughout part of the practice, and that was fine and welcome. And at the end, what felt really interesting was I came to this place of feeling like, yeah, there's no, not a judgment, like there's no inner resource for me ever, or, but more of a dropping away from the pulling of wanting to change and wanting to be different than what I am.
Yeah.
So it just felt like that deepened, even though I know conceptually that I want to be here, I realize that I don't also want to be here. And so how to be with that, I guess.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Yeah. How did that feel for you at the end, where you had this that realization? Was there, if you feel it, follow it back, was there a sensation?
See, this is the other thing about me. I'm aware of is my memory or my ability to go back to what I experienced is I automatically feel anxiety. Like I'm pressure on me to, it doesn't. And I don't know if that's all the time or if that's right now. And I'm like, okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or I feel a little bit more powerless over not being able to. It's like, why? But this has been the way it has been for me.
Mm-hmm. And how are you in this moment?
Yeah. I feel like there's more acceptance. I almost wrote the word acceptance, but then that's not 100% what I am experiencing and labeling it for some. I mean, I also value the importance of labeling things, but then there's a part of me that doesn't want to. I have this, and I don't know, I think I have a bit of rebelliousness inside of me. It's always playing around with. Yeah, being here, but I'm okay.
Yeah. Thank you for sharing that. Thank you for sharing that and coming forward. Yeah, and I'd love to talk to you more if you want to touch into those bits.
Yeah.
Well, we can talk sometime.
That would be lovely. Thank you so much. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you, everybody. Yeah.
Anyone else? Any questions, reflections?
I think we have an in-person, yes.
Great.
Hello, my Zoomy friends. Oh my gosh, Barbara. So it was really fun in a way, because as you continue to weave all of, everything that you did, what I got that just kept getting more prevalent is, okay, we got you, we love you, keep going. And so no matter what you were guiding, that just kept showing up, and it got louder and bigger and more fun. And then the rest of everything else just kind of kept fading away. So that was my experience. I just want to share that.
Yeah.
Because I sort of with the sadness thing.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah. I think she was going to ask you something.
Oh,
was there anything else?
Yeah, I was going to ask you as you were sharing those
words. We good, Jennifer?
As you were sharing those words that were coming forward for you, can you, is that here with you now? Is there a felt sense of it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and what was beautiful was like the inner resource gave me a mantra. So every time, we would go, you would make a suggestion on whether it was a physical sensation or, it's when you're in it, you can't really sometimes go back and recall exactly. But it doesn't matter because what I got from it was that beautiful message that's like an anchor.
Yeah.
And it came from that inner place of inner resource.
Is there a way that it presents itself as sensation?
Yeah, it's giggly, it's happy, it's joyful, it's ease, it's comfort, and like a knowing.
Yeah, yeah. And as you're sharing like that ease and comfort and knowing, like is it localized in a specific area? Is it a whole body experience? How does that unfold for you?
It's pretty expansive. It's very giggly. Like it's kind of like, we got you. We love you. you know, that kind of like, don't you worry about a thing. So just that real like playfulness almost, you know, like, don't you worry, you know, like, don't like, okay, yeah, you're sad. That's okay. We love you. Aww. Oh, you're pissed off about that? Mm-hmm. Okay. We love you. We got you. Like that kind of dialogue or interaction.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm putting my
great.
Back. Yeah. Thank well, you.
Thank you for sharing that. Delightful. Yeah. We have time for like one more, so. Any other?
Perhaps a very quick one.
Jigna.
Hey, it felt excellent because this was a great time to pause after all this work that we've been doing. And I felt so relieved. I don't have to do anything, but I need to relax. And that it felt excellent, this 1 hour of relaxation. Mm-hmm. Feels ready to be back for the next session.
Wonderful.
Timing. Yeah.
That's great.